Hundreds of cities and towns from all over Europe, including the Czech Republic, have joined the 6th European Week of Mobility, which takes place from the 16th to the 22nd of September. The towns have invited citizens to take part in various activities, attempting to raise public awareness of sustainable means of transport to improve mobility and quality of life. Ruth Frankova has more.
When the event started in 2002, only 6 Czech towns participated. This year, more than 75 towns and cities, including the Czech capital, are taking part. Prague has always been praised for its efficient public transport network. However, it also comes first among European cities in terms of number of cars per person, and regular traffic jams in the city are often bearable. This week, people have a chance to learn about friendlier ways of transport. Eva Veverková of the Czech Environment Ministry is the main coordinator of the European Week of Mobility.
European Mobility Week is a public awareness campaign which should point out the advantages of the sustainable transport. It means the mode of transport more respectful for the environment, for people, and help towns and cities stop the horrible increase of the automobile transport.
The central theme of the European Mobility Week this year is Streets for People. Cities and towns have been encouraged to improve the situation in streets for cyclists and pedestrians and to promote safer routes to schools. Eva Veverková outlines some of the measures that should be adopted.
The cities should adopt measures which last. It means cities build barrier-free crosswalks, lighted crosswalks, build cycling roads. And this year, these permanent measures are focused on road space reallocation. It means that the road space should be narrowed for cars and enlarged for pedestrians, cyclists and public transport.
One of the priorities of the European Week of Mobility is to promote cycling, for example, by ensuring bike racks for bicycles in the city, opening one-way roads for cyclists in both directions, as well as introducing new bike paths. One such path connecting the outskirts of Prague with the centre has just been opened. The Prague councillor for transport, Petr Štěpánek, was the first one to test the new cycling path, and I spoke to him right after he got off his bike.
What's important, this is the first bike path that goes from the city limits to the centre. The bike path, I don't know if you had an opportunity to bike through it, but it goes all the way through to downtown, and you can get to Mánes near Národní divadlo. So people who live in the southern segment of the city can now commute to work, to Newtown, Old Town, Lesser Town, by bike without any fear, and have an infrastructure that is up to date and made for bicycles and in parts also for rollerblades.
The towns that participate in the European Mobility Week are also required to reserve one day for a so-called car-free day. Certain areas of the towns are closed for cars and only pedestrians and cyclists are allowed there. Michal Křivohlávek of the civic initiative Automat has been organizing this event for several years now.
Final program and the biggest one of European Mobility Week is a Prague Critical Mass, which is called Cyklojízda in Czech, and it's kind of getting together of cyclists, which will start at 3 p.m. at Old Town Square on Saturday 22nd September. It's kind of colorful and very easy ride through the city center on bicycles. The journey will go through the Magistrála, which is this kind of highway which leads through the city center, and people will have a chance to see this road quiet and free of cars, and just with dozens or thousands of cyclists around.
That was Michal Křivohlávek, ending that report by Ruth Frankova.